Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I am executive editor Dave Nordman. We're joined today by reporter Cyrus Moulton. Welcome, Cyrus.
Thank you.
Cyrus, you have a very interesting and in-depth story that will appear in the Sunday Telegram on transportation in Worcester, planes, trains, and buses. Tell us about the story.
Sure. Basically, the premise of the story is that we've seen a ton of announcements changing in terms of new services offered at Worcester Airport, the Heart to Hub being announced a couple of years ago. And the premise of the story is really whether Worcester is getting the alternative mass transportation that it really deserves as the second largest city in New England.
And from the people you talked to and the research you did, what answers would you say you came up with?
I'd say that we're doing better, but there's a long way to go.
And talk about the places where there are shortcomings from the people that you talked to.
Well, some of the people expressed some concerns about the WRTA, first of all, our bus system. It's kind of the anomaly in that the news coming out of that agency has been more about concerns of decreased funding, service cuts, and decreased ridership rather than expansion. It's tough to gauge what their future is, although everybody agreed that there is a future for buses in Worcester. It's just a question of what it will look like. The commuter rail, we have some new projects coming up. We have a center platform at Union Station that's going to double. It'll enable two trains to be in the station at once. And hopefully that will add more flexibility and capacity to the line.
And that's been on the agenda of many administration, is improving commuter rail to and from Boston, not in only in terms of frequency, but also in speed, and making it much more readily available and convenient to people living in Worcester who like to commute to the east.
Absolutely. It's really seen as an area where it could lead to greater growth in Worcester if more people are willing to take the train from Worcester into Boston, perhaps commute from Worcester, or even commute from Framingham to Worcester. We have a lot of people who come in from the suburbs to Worcester, and several administrations have really stressed the commuter rail as providing that option for people.
And staying on the topic of trains, and we have written in many of our Remaking Worcester series about the growth of downtown living, the condos, the apartments. Is that seen as an area that now, with people living in such a close proximity to Union Station, that that mode of transportation is even that more vital?
Absolutely. Mass Inc. is a think tank based in Boston, and they recently came out with a paper called it was about kind of exploring the option for transit-oriented development, which is basically transit within a half mile of – I'm sorry, it's basically development within a half mile of transit stops. And one of their findings is that approximately 20,000 more people could live in downtown Worcester if we adopted policies that would, concentrate development in that area and encourage development in that area, which we're already doing.
Yeah, and where do those policies in progress stand at the moment? I know there's always talk about improvements, but where do things stand now?
In terms of the development policy?
As far as making that form of transportation more readily available and accessible to the people who could live here.
Well, it's a work in progress. Certainly, the Center platform will help. The MBTA and KEEL, the Commuter Rail Operator, invested heavily in the line in terms of everything from adding new assistant conductors on the line to speed up the time that's spent in the station to replacing nearly 23% of the rail on the line. and de-stressing the rail so that we don't have the heat-related delays that we've had in previous summers, replacing 50,000 or so railroad ties as well to keep the help keep the track in place and enable faster speeds on the line.
And changing focus now to planes, obviously another high profile service will be starting in Worcester, I believe, starting next week. So where do things stand with planes in the airport?
The airport has had really tremendous growth. I mean, there are zero commercial airlines operating out of the airport in 2006 and then again in 2012-13. And now we're going to have three. We have JetBlue, which connects us with Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and New York. We're next Thursday, I believe, is the inaugural flight of American Airlines to Philadelphia. And then last month, they announced that Delta was coming to the airport and that it will be offering flights to Detroit in next August. So the airport has really seen tremendous growth. It's not at the peak that it was in its heyday when about 354,000 people flew out of the airport in 1989, but it's definitely growing, and they anticipate more flights coming. As
I guess that was my next question is, with the addition of the flights, what is the capacity is endless, but what is the future? Do we expect more flights and more airlines in the future? Do they expect them?
Yeah, they're hoping that there will be more flights, more airlines offering more options. For Central Mass, it's really a reliever airport for Logan, and so and it's under the same ownership. It's owned by Massport, and so if it can really be presented as an alternative option for airlines who are looking to fly not only out of Logan, but looking to fly out of more places in Central Mass.
Great, and lastly. All of this transportation comes with a price tag. Talk a little bit about the MBTA has been under fire lately with their service and what it's cost to provide that, and obviously the bus service has come at a cost, and from what I understand the Massport is operating Worcester at a deficit. How do you address that in your story?
Well, what I found in reporting the story is that for each mode of transportation, there was a really key date in their history that it was a significant investment, basically, in that mode of transportation. For instance, Massport taking over the airport in 2010, it pledged to invest $100 million by 2020, which has included everything from clearing trees to installing a $32 million landing system. The MBTA is kind of the favorite whipping boy of the region, and it as I said, it's invested tens of millions of dollars in upgrading the track. We don't have a cost estimate yet for the center platform at Union Station. They have just, as of Monday, they will present to the Fiscal Control Management Board that they are ready to go out to bid for it, I believe. And they're kind of the major investment from them in the line was in 2012 when they purchased the line for $100 million from CSX Freight, and this basically enabled them to prioritize commuter rail over the freight lines. The WTRTA is strapped for funding. This year they were originally funded in the governor's budget at $80.4 million, which is the level funding from last year. That was upped to $82 million with $6 million available in grants for all the 15 RTAs. they are able, last week passed a balanced budget that would not cut service, which they were afraid they were going to have to do for the second time in a row. It's kind of an ongoing debate as to whether we'll see. I guess we'll just see what next year's funding looks like. In 2014, they were promised went to a model of forward funding where they would get $82 million and $2 million increases $80 million in fiscal 2014 with $2 million increases every year thereafter. That's not materialized. And we'll see what next year brings.
Always insightful. That is planes, trains, and buses, both in the past, the present, and the future. Thank you, Cyrus. Look forward to reading your story on Sunday.
Thank you.